This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Vinny Brudge.
We're asking you, where do you shop online the most and why? Let us know in the polls over on Twitter. The numbers are
90.4% for e-commerce, stuff like Lazada or Shopee. Social media, Facebook or Instagram is at 1.2%. Shop websites at 5.4% and everything else at 3%.
Anybody playing over on Instagram yet, Chris?
No.
They're not playing. Okay, disappointing. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get us over there, you can do. That's at BFM Radio 2. And if you'd like to talk to us over on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Ro sent a message earlier on regarding the cushions that I was whinging about earlier on. He says, sorry to hear about your cushion covers, Rich. At least you still had the cushions to cushion the blow. Yeah, that's why I left it so long before I actually gave this, before I read it out.
Where does he come up with these things?
I don't know. Bro. I think he gets them out of a Christmas cracker or something. Anyway, let's move on to this final story because this is something that's interested me and I want to know more about it, about the world's first blockchain animated series.
Yeah, first blockchain cartoon. So Fox is getting into the crypto game. This comes from The Hollywood Reporter. The broadcaster announced that Rick and Morty creator Dan Harmon will have a new animated series that will, they say, will have groundbreaking technology involved in its distribution and marketing. So Harmon is making a show called Crepopolis, which is an animated comedy set in mythical ancient Greece.
Okay.
That centered on a flawed family of humans, gods, and monsters that tries to run one of the world's first cities without killing each other.
Sounds like fun.
That sounds so up my alley.
Sounds like him. Yeah. Like if you've ever seen Rick and Morty, this is exactly what he needs to be doing. So Crepopolis will also be going, is going to be the first ever animated series curated entirely on the blockchain. And mark the broadcast network's move into the NFT business. So Fox says that it is also introducing a new NFT company called Blockchain Creative Labs.
Fox have said that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Fox have said that. So as an advertiser-focused, artist-first, and animation-obsessed company, Fox is going to take advertisers into the world of blockchain-powered tokens, including NFTs. And it says that Fox will launch a dedicated marketplace for the new cartoon, for Crepopolis, that will curate and sell digital goods that range from NFTs of one-of-a-kind character and background art and GIFs, as well as tokens that provide exclusive social experiences to engage and reward superfans.
So this is a series.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an animated series.
Yep.
The series is a thing, a blockchain, and a, what?
It says the show will be distributed on the blockchain, but they're also going to use the blockchain to sell digital goods. So let's say like a merch store.
Right.
That's purely NFTs for Crepopolis.
So if you wanted to watch it, you have to buy a thing?
No, I would imagine that they would they would get you to download a piece of software that is similar to the way in which a torrent server would work, and it would be distributed via that.
What's a torrent?
I don't know. Somebody tells me about these things. Apparently, there are some kind of file storage system.
The piracy thing.
What's a torrent?
So I'm very unfamiliar.
Of course you are. But the other thing, you know, when you go to those, do you remember those Disney stores that Chris, you might know this, the Disney stores that they had in the UK, and they used to be in big shopping malls, right? You could go into one of these Disney stores and you could buy a very large cell from the original animated movies, and they were ridiculously expensive, and they made Disney a lot of money. That was like the precursor to NFTs.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine they're doing something similar to that to get some money back. So you can purchase a cell from Crepopolis, on an NFT service that's hosted by Fox. That's sneaky.
Mm.
And what if you know nothing about blockchain, but you still want to watch the show?
I'd imagine you'd still be able to watch it normally.
Yeah.
But where?
They're not telling us that.
Do you see what I mean? Like, this is where I'm like, I'm excited for it, and I would like to participate. But it's not, it doesn't feel very accessible yet.
But in the same way that NFTs and cryptos and whatever, they've intentionally release this story to sound a little bit vague, I think, to kind of drum up interest. So we all go, well, how does it work? And how does it happen? And what do we do? Right?
Also, if it's being distributed on the blockchain, let's say that's the only way that we can get to see this show, and they figure out how to do it, like either online
and they're using their own token.
Their own token, and they use their own platform or their own some sort of streaming mechanism, then you can get like the most accurate representation of how many people are watching, when, how, and at what time, just because of the blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be there'll be more fine-tuned data for this one show than any other show in the history of shows.
But what is technically, like, okay, like I clearly know so much about blockchain and understand it really well. What is stopping someone, let's say, from getting whatever, however you access the show, from then accessing the show and then recording their screen and then like sending pirated copies to other people, hypothetically?
Nothing, right?
Mm-mm. So it's the data wouldn't be that accurate.
It would be accurate for the people who are watching it legally.
Ah.
In the same way that Game of Thrones was, you know, distributed.
Yeah.
I watched it on HBO. I don't know what you're talking about, but all right.
Exactly. Yeah, but coming back to that, the mention of torrents is super interesting because people haven't figured out how to use torrent tech properly for entertainment.
Correct.
Like, it's a way that people, like, normally it's mainly piracy.
Correct.
But if they finally get to use that same technology, like P2P or peer-to-peer, for stuff like NFT and for blockchain, then it could change the way people consume, like, entertainment altogether.
Yep.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Crazy stuff.
Some interesting stuff. All right. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cleared bits and pieces of it. Mm. But, like, Chris, I've still got a bunch of questions that I'm going to have to do some research.
I have a bunch of questions, yeah.
Right, ladies and gents, we've come to the end of the show, but thank you very much for all of your messages. We've got a tweet there, Arv. That's a new one.
We have one from Salman who says he gets most of his stuff from Shopee, mostly. They have almost everything that he can think of. Good thing is that some of the original shops like Xiaomi, Director, and other shops have their own stores in Shopee that gives me assurance that the product will be original if I am buying something expensive.
Mm, that's true. Okay, we got to wrap up, folks, but we'll have a quick rundown of the stories that we covered. Chris?
Yep. So the first story that we covered is all about how TikTok is experimenting with in-app shopping.
Then how Twitch are changing their subscription policy.
And then how Fox is coming out with the world's first blockchain animated series.
That's it, folks. The final numbers from e-commerce stores at 90.5%, social media 1.2%, shop websites at 5.3%, and others, tell us what, at 3%. Thank you very much for all of your messages. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay with Maidin. So a partnership with Microsoft, acquisition of a 31% stake in Asian Business Software Solutions, and more contracts from government agencies, departments, and ministries. The Breakfast Grill was speaking with Amir Sheikh Maidin, Group MD of Sensoft, about the company's future, smoothing their historically choppy earnings, and more. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Uvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. To take us out, it's Tame Impala with Elephant here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.